This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Sarah Pierpont. She's director of the Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival, which is in its 17th year. It's happening this weekend, Friday through Sunday, November 20th through 22nd, at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Welcome, Mary Charlotte. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always good to have you talking about this crazy, fun, super fun festival. What's it all about?
Oh, it's all about so many things. Crazy and fun indeed. It's basically where all of the art is made out of discarded materials. We have a strict definition of what recycled means. It can't be anything from nature or anything that, you know, was purchased new, but things that were headed for the landfill if the artists hadn't salvaged them and turned them into new creations, whether it's a lamp made out of rusty old metal or upcycled clothing made from not very attractive clothing, and then they cut it up and resew it and turn it into something that you'd want to wear. And so the basis of the show is the art market, where we have over 100 artists coming in for 85 booths. And they come from across the state, from other states. There's, artists traveling from Illinois, from Wyoming, California, Colorado, to be on our show, because it really is the biggest show of its kind, and it has a great reputation among the artists. And Santa Fe has a great reputation for supporting the show.
Now, where do the materials come from? I mean, are they salvaging stuff out of their own garbage, other people's garbage? How do they get all this stuff?
It really varies. Some artists find it literally while they're on their walks, and they find scrap metal in their arroyo, and they bring it home, and they use it to fuse with glass to make certain art items. Other artists have relationships with post-industrial waste. There's a leather factory that makes purses that has small little trimmings that they throw away, but an artist takes those and turns them into really cool bracelets. Or a lot of artists are experts at finding what they need. We don't really encourage dumpster diving because it's not necessarily legal, but I know everyone does it. And they find what they need for their art.
I used to live in an apartment that was on top of a storage garage basically a do-it-yourself storage garage area, and they had the best dumpster ever.
Oh, yeah.
You could furnish your entire apartment.
Yeah, there's a lot of dumpsters like that around the state and around the country where you can just find what you need, and especially if you have a little bit of an eye and you can see something like, there was one artist who took the cleaners from a street cleaner, so it's got all those little rusty wires, and they're used, to clean the streets.
But they literally those huge circular brushes.
Yeah, those huge circular things with wire pokey things, and they look like hair. And so he made this great outside garden sculpture where the street cleaner wire was the hair. And he said that he loved that material so much that he's always trying to find more. So he's calling his local public works department and finding out when they're throwing away that piece of metal, and making sure that he gets it if they throw it away.
It's funny because there must be this sort of perception like, oh yeah, the artists are calling for our junk again.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And last year we went out to the, we had special permission from the Santa Fe Buckman Recycling Center. And, we had the safety vests and the safety helmets on, and we were on the tipping floor. So when people came to drop off their junk, we could have their staff, the artist would point to what they wanted, and staff would run out and grab it. And I was only there for maybe 2 hours, but I was so amazed, and a little bit appalled at all the usable stuff that was getting put into the tipping floor, and it was about ready to get bulldozed into the compactor for the landfill. And the artists were having a heyday. They're like, oh, grab that for me,
Now, does Salvation Army stuff count?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, thrift store. And a lot of the thrift store items, thrift stores have a great way of recycling on their own. Like Goodwill is an amazing recycler. Where they can't sell, they do bale and recycle, and it has a certain life cycle. So if things don't sell in a certain amount of time, then it goes to if they have a value store, and then it goes into the recycling or garbage. So if an artist can save it from that, then yeah, that definitely counts.
Apparently, a lot of the clothing that goes to Goodwill ends up being the stuffing inside of automobile upholstery.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Your old evening gown.
Is now in the Mercedes.
But speaking of evening gowns, I mean, part of the Recycle Art, the Recycle Show, Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival, is a fashion show.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It kicks off Friday night with the Trash Fashion and Costume Contest. And this is truly my favorite part. It's where artists of all ages, from little kids to adults, get to get creative and have their turn on the runway as a model and show their work. And they make these dresses out of recycled materials. So anything from newspaper intricately folded to make a gown to you know, people have knit together cassette tapes. People have put aluminum tabs together to make like a chainmail dress. It's every year I'm totally blown away by what people make for the fashion show. And that is Friday night.
And there's a, it's kind of a contest. There's different categories and winners in each one.
Yeah, there's winners in each category. There's based on age, and there's cash prizes. And we have a great grant from Keep New Mexico Beautiful that's helped us be able to purchase a few art-making items for those winners. So, you know, last year they got sewing machines, or this year they're getting, winners could win a dress form or things that kind of encourage them to keep doing their art and keep doing it with recycled materials.
We're talking to Sarah Pierpont of Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival. Now, is recycled art becoming like a genre in the art world?
Yeah, it's really changed. I've coordinated the show for 9 years. And when I first started, a lot of the artists said, wow, you know, I'll go to another show and people don't understand what I have. They think it's just, you know, old bottles. They don't see that it's cool wind chimes or, you know, or something like that. And that was just 9 years ago. And they also didn't have a lot of recycled art-specific shows. It's really changed since then. There's a recycled art show in Albuquerque. I've helped a couple of places start recycled shows in Colorado. I've a person called from Australia, and I gave them some information on how to start one. And so it's really, it has changed. I think it's as kind of the consciousness is raised of the consumption of our society, but also I think a lot of the selling tools, like the handmade movement of like Etsy. Etsy has a lot of recycled material on it, and it's a great venue for artists to be able to sell their material all year, because this show really is also about economic development. A lot of the people, probably over half of our artists, make their entire living selling recycled art or doing art, and they do it, they're hardworking. They'll pound the pavement, they'll travel to this show, they'll travel to shows in Memphis, they'll travel to shows in New York and Texas, and it's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work.
What are some of the weirdest materials you've ever seen?
Oh, well, there's this, this is, I don't know if it's necessarily weird, but this year we have a woman named Laura Moorfield, and she makes lamps out of just things that you wouldn't expect. So like a vegetable steamer and a coffee mug, and it looks like a perfect, beautiful, like modern art lamp. And then you get closer and you realize, oh, it's a vegetable steamer, or, you know, so that is really fun seeing the application of that, because, you know, it's perfectly wired and safe and you can hang it as a lamp. Some other weird items are, well, you know, the thing, not necessarily a weird item, but how you apply it. Like, you know, aluminum can be cut up into a beautiful necklace, or it can be squished into a dense bead into a necklace. So it's just different ways to apply one's art to the same material to create a different product is really cool at the show.
And I suppose the tradition of New Mexico tin work is an early example of recycled art.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have one woman who finds tin from across the state in Santa Fe, and she can turn it into anything from earrings to really cool wall art to lampshades to Christmas decorations. So it's a little bit of everything.
So you've got not only fine art, which is the kind of art that would be shown perhaps in galleries, and so it does show in galleries. You've also got a kind of like what you might call more like a craft market where people can go and buy their Christmas gifts.
Yeah, totally, like apparel, almost. Like a beautiful scarf made out of a recycled silk kimono. So it's not something you're going to hang on your wall, but you'd be really happy to give it to your mom for Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do people come from far away for this show?
They do. I'm always so happy to hear that. I've gotten a few calls. We were mentioned in the New Mexican magazine and Santa Fe and New Magazine. And those have a wide audience. And I've had a few calls from people who are planning trips to Santa Fe for the event. You know, one from Las Cruces, one from Austin. You know, they're ready to go on a little trip and they figure this is a good time to do it.
Is there a kids component?
There sure is. One of my other favorite parts. there's a couple of kids components. There's the student juried art exhibit, which is really wonderful because it's kind of the culmination of a lot of in-classroom curriculum based on waste and consumption. And then the classrooms create art out of newspapers, paper mache, discarded house items, you know, basically junk. And the kids' art component is, it's really amazing. They have a wide range of art, whether it's, prayer flags that are hung up to sculpture. And I always love seeing how everyone from, the youngest pre-K kid to the high schooler uses recycled materials to make their art. So I really appreciate all the local teachers who work with their students to make this part of the show.
Has it affected your sense and your behavior with respect to what you actually throw out?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm really happy that Santa Fe has a larger list of what can be recycled now with their move to using Friedman Recycling in Albuquerque. So it's really fun seeing that with that switch, my trash bin is almost always empty and my recycling bin is overflowing. So I definitely do that. But I also like finding the things that are hard to recycle. You know, a lot of the materials that are used by artists aren't bottles and plastic that can be regularly recycled, but they're items that really would have gone to the landfill, and so it's finding that extra thing to do with it, whether it's turning your old clothes into the, like you mentioned, the Goodwill stuffed car automobile upholstery, or changing a mattress into a doggy bed, or whatever that may be. Finding the use for those hard-to-recycle items, I think, is kind of the next step of where we need to go.
Yeah, I mean, one does wonder, I mean, art is a beautiful thing, but when you consider the quantity of art in this world and the quantity of garbage,
exactly.
I'm not sure we can make a
dent. No, it's not. It's not going to make a dent. And a good example of that is a great couple out of Raton who are in the show for the first time this year, and they take tires and pop them inside out and turn them into planters, which, people have been doing this for a while, but the way they do it is really beautiful. They paint them really nicely. They look like something you'd want to have in your garden. It's a tire. Well, tires are a giant problem in every state. There's many of them. They're hard to dispose of. They can cause problems at the landfill. So obviously they're not going to be the source for New Mexico's tire problem or be the outlet for New Mexico's tire problem, but they kind of can raise awareness like, look at this item that is so ubiquitous. And instead of throwing it in the arroyo, let's turn it into a pot or take it to the proper recycling center.
Right. Yeah. Down in Peru and Bolivia, they turn them into sandals.
Yeah, exactly. Something else.
So this is all happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. And I wanted to ask you, let's say there's artists listening or young people or students or teachers who would like to get involved. It's probably too late to actually get your work up this year, but they want to get involved for next year and they want to get involved in recycling. What should they do?
Well, I'd love to hear from them. They can email me the best thing to do is to get on our mailing list. I send information out to everyone, starting in June about the show and any updates. And the mailing list is on the right-hand side of our website, which is recyclesantafe.org, and that's all spelled out.
And meanwhile, the show is open on Friday from 5 in the afternoon till 9 in the evening, Saturday from 9 to 5, and Sunday from 10 to 5. It's free admission on Saturday and Sunday. There's a low price on Friday night, and under 12 is free. Now, what are the big events that people need to know about? Exactly when to come to.
Okay, great. So Friday night, the fashion show starts at 7 p.m., and that is a ticketed event, so that the Lenzig box office is selling our tickets. You can get your tickets online or through the Lenzig for the fashion show, and that's at 7 p.m., and that is really fun and definitely not something you want to miss. Also, on Saturday and Sunday, we have Make and Take Art, which is where I tell all the artists who are in the show to clean out their studios, and they bring cool stuff, like old saxophone keys and just interesting weird things. And I have all that material laid out and a bunch of glue guns and tables. And so kids of all ages can make their own recycled art if they can get inspired by something they saw. I've received a lot of really wonderful Christmas presents from my kids who've made recycled art there at the show for me. So that make and take is Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday, we have a Waldorf student, Nikoya Dant, is going to lead a paper bead making activity, so how to recycle paper to make these really cool beads. This is part of her community service project with school. And so we're happy to have Nicoya to lead this for younger kids or anyone really on how to make jewelry out of paper.
Sarah Pierpont is director of the Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival happening this weekend. Anything else you want to let people know before we go?
Just come and visit. It's get ideas, get Christmas presents, talk to the artists. They're all really nice, and they love to talk about their art, and we hope to see you there.
Excellent. And for more information also, recyclesantafe.org. Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.